Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
His numbers way underwater, saying Republicans are happy with the way things are going. The ABC News Washington Post Ipsos poll finds Americans are in a sour mood. 73% say the economy is in bad shape. The biggest takeaway:
Trump's 100-day approval rating plummeting to the lowest of any president in the past 80 years as he seeks to reshape the United States economy, government, and role in the world.
ABC Selena Wang: President Trump is claiming that Democrats are paying constituents to infiltrate Republican town halls. A patient aboard a medical transport attacked a Kansas City EMT firefighter, 29-year-old Graham Hoffman.
Roger. I'm a firefighter of his staff.
Firefighter Hoffman was stabbed in the chest, piercing his heart while transporting a patient to a local hospital on what started out as a routine call.
Audio from Broadcastify. This is ABC News. The College of Cardinals has a Monday morning meeting to pick the new pope.
They are starting now already with what's called general congregations, where they're discussing in general what they want in the next pope without campaigning. And then eventually, whenever the date is announced, they will go behind locked doors.
ABC Papal contributor Father James Martin. The Atlanta Falcons say defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbricht's son was responsible for a prank call made to Cleveland Browns draft pick Shedeur Sanders. They say the 21-year-old found the number on his dad's iPad and pranked him.
Oh, baby, how you doing?
Heading for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, some names you won't believe are first-time nominees. Joe Cocker, Bad Company, Chubby Checker, Cyndi Lauper and Outkast are in the new class as well. Warren Zevon will get the Musical Influence Award. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
A high of 77 today, variable clouds and breezy, turning warm and muggy, isolated showers or thunderstorms possible today. For tonight, breezy, scattered thunderstorms likely, and some could be severe. A low of 50, gusty winds Tuesday morning and a low of 61 for Tuesday night, clear and crisp, and a low of 35. Wednesday, 58 for a high with a 50% chance of light rain in the afternoon. Thursday, scattered showers likely and 60, and cooler than normal with a mix of sun and clouds Friday and a high of 56. That's how it shapes up weatherwise for this week as we head to work today. West winds at 5 miles per hour. And this morning, our low is 53, the current mark 55 degrees. That's the latest on weather today, Monday, April 28th. From WRCO-FM in Richland Center, it is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
So proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and the little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love, and it wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Have a little talk with Jesus, let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. When you feel a little prayer we turn, and you know a little fire is burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Sometimes my path grows drear without a ray of cheer, and then a cloud of doubt may hide the day. The mists of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but just a little talk with Jesus clears the way.
Have a little talk with Jesus, let's tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by.
When you
feel a little prayer will turn, and you know a little fire is burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
We start the day in a positive way. Jimmy Dean and Have a Little Talk with Jesus. Before that, our national anthem performed by Alabama. Hello, friends. It is time for us to get together again on a Monday. Phil Nee with you down the old trail with a mighty vibe pushing through and getting ready for the day and kind of hoping that all that severe stuff they're talking about kind of passes us by. It does appear that the conditions are at least at a moderate risk for our immediate area, but it all depends on how it happens and how it tracks today. And it looks like certainly some things to the north of us a little bit later on today, but all of us in line for some severe weather possibilities. So just keep it tuned here. We'll keep you posted. Meteorologist Tony Schumacher, Big Tony, he'll be in a little bit later on today. This hour to talk about the risks and the outlook for the upcoming days for this week. Looks like a lot of folks got out and had a chance to get some yard work done, mowed some yard and whatnot. So things are looking good, green and growing, that's for sure. It's a good time of year, absolutely. Some things to celebrate. Well, anyway, we've got some great tunes to get along the way here today and help us with the chores. We're about 10 minutes away from an update on sports as we recap a Brewer win yesterday, and the Bucks just did not quite get it done last night in a playoff game either. More in a moment.
Don't
here.
Be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Well, you know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, well, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please let us forget the past, 'cause the future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Well, don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me, well, you know what I want to say. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Why should we be apart? I really, really love you, baby. Lost my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let us say I do. And then you'll know you have me, and I'll know I'll have you too. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Hello, you good looking thing, you. Yeah, huh? Now this is the killer speaking. Do I like what? I sure do like it, baby.
Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail hanging down, wiggle and a walk, giggle and a talk. It gon' make that world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Spend my doggone money. I feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a wop. That's what I like.
Hello.
Huh?
Hello.
Well, I what?
Hello.
Do I what?
Hello.
Well, I what? Can't never tell, baby. I might. But honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail, hanging down. A big gun and a waffles on the giggle and the toss. They're gonna make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Spend my doggone money. Feel real loose like a long big goose, like a. Oh, baby, that's what I like. Huh? Huh? What's that? Pick you up at 8 and don't be late. You gotta be joking, woman. I thought you might pick me up at 8 and don't be late. It don't make no difference, baby, you know what Jerry Lee likes. Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail, hanging down. A wiggle and a walk, giggle and a talk. Oh, it makes the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. I act so funny, spend my doggone money. I'm feeling real loose like a long-necked goose, like a. Whoa, baby, that's what I like. Honey, you turn me up on this telephone. I swear I don't know what in the world I'm gonna do with you. You yapping, 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 yapping. When you break it all down, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail, hanging down. A wiggle and a whoopers on the giggle and the doggy to the nigga, nigga, nigga to the world around. Ain't nothing in the world like a big eyed girl. Make me act so funny. I spend my money. I feel real loose like a long neck goose, like a.
Indeed, a little Jerry Lee Lewis right there. And oh, baby, you know what I like. Good stuff. As we move along and get ready for the day in southwest Wisconsin, Philney with you as we get together on the Light in the Milk House show. We hope it was a good weekend for you. Pretty good weekend weather-wise as well. Today, Monday, a reminder, the Richland Center FFA will host a plant sale at the Richland Center High School Greenhouse. That happens today through Thursday, 8 to 3:30, Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday 8 to noon. Saturday will also include a brat stand. When visiting the greenhouse during school hours, check into the front office and members can carry your plants to your car. Saturday, park behind the school and enter through door 21. For every $50 spent, you'll receive a free pack of FFA alumni brats. A Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 1 until 6 at the Laval Fire Department. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by going online to redcrossblood.org. The Highland Mobile Food Pantry will be open today starting at 4. Social distancing will be practiced. Please clear your trunks for space for your groceries. Those reminders of a few things going on this very day.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
Calves were steady. Slaughter cow was much higher at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein calves sold up to 610 with beef crossbred calves 1020 and down. 60% of the slaughter cows sold from 150 to 172. Dairy cows 113 to 115. Beef bulls up to 174. At Wednesday's hay sale, there were more hay than buyers, with most of the hay selling from 1750 for the 4x5 inside round bales. The last hay sale will be on Wednesday, May 5th. And last Friday's feeder sale was just the opposite. More buyers than lightweight feeders. We had 25 530-pound Holstein steers that sold for $278, with the 450 to 525-pound beef steers, $280 to $325. Our next feeder sale will be on May 2nd. We can vaccinate your cattle after the sale. That way they're ready to turn out when you get them home. Give Darren, Colton, or Jim a call, 627-1401, if you have cattle to sell or are looking to purchase. We will assist you with advertising, trucking, and selling your cattle so you get a good, fair price for your livestock. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local market serving the farmers of a five-county area.
As crops begin to grow, so do the buzzing workers of the farm, bees, butterflies, and other pollinators. These tiny powerhouses help ensure strong yields and healthy plants. A salute to the farmers who protect and appreciate those natural helpers. This message is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire and Auto Richland Center, your total car care center, keeping you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignment. And Chitwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
Race fans, get ready.
The Hub City Spring Opener is bringing 2 days of nonstop action to the Richland County Fairground.
Richland County Fairground.
Friday, May 9th. Saturday, May 10th.
Friday night, the Test and Tune Truck and Tractor Pull kicks off at 6 p.m., the earliest pull of the season. No paybacks, just pure power.
Saturday,
it's racing for everyone.
ATVs, dirt bikes, trucks, UTVs, if it rolls, it races.
Plus, the Spring Opener Show and Shine Truck Show featuring a girls-only showdown. Racing, pulling, food and drinks. One epic weekend. Don't miss it. Check out HubCityDirtDrags.com for more information.
For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
Today's update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Jose Quintana became the first Milwaukee Brewer pitcher to win his first four starts for the team since C.C. Sabathia back in 2008. The 36-year-old Quintana helped Milwaukee snap a four-game losing streak in a 7-1 win Sunday afternoon over the St. Louis Cardinals. Quintana struck out six in five innings to pick up the victory. He allowed one run on five hits and three walks. He has given up just three runs in 23 and two-thirds innings over the four starts. So he's been a good pickup for the Brewers, no doubt. Elsewhere yesterday, the Cubs lost to Philadelphia 3-1, Dodgers 9, Pittsburgh 2, Arizona 6-4 over Atlanta, Cincinnati 8, Colorado 1, also Washington 8-7 over the Mets. In the American League, Minnesota 5, the Angels nothing, Detroit 7, Baltimore nothing, Boston 13, Cleveland 3, the Yankees 11, Toronto 2, Houston 7-3 over Kansas City. The Athletics 3, the White Sox 2, Yankees 5, and Toronto 1. Interleague play, Tampa Bay 4 and San Diego 2, San Francisco 3-2 over Texas, Seattle 7, and Miami 6. From the NBA playoffs, it was a tough one for the Bucks again. The Pacers scored at will, while the Bucks couldn't recover from the loss of one of their two superstar players. Now the Pacers are on the verge of ending the Bucks season for a second straight year. Miles Turner scored 23, and the Pacers shot 60.2% on Sunday night, while winning 129-103 over the Bucks, who lost Damian Lillard to a lower left leg injury midway through the first quarter. Also yesterday, New York was winner over Detroit, 94-93. Minnesota beat the Lakers, 116-113. And Boston, 107. Orlando, 98. From the NHL playoffs, St. Louis, 5-1 over Winnipeg. Carolina, 5. New Jersey, 2. Washington, 5-2 over Montreal. And Edmonton was a winner over Los Angeles in overtime. That final score, 4-3. And that is a Monday morning look at sports.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Monday morning, we need a little bit of a boost as we start our workout, and I start my diet, yes. Anyway, let's go to Supps Gym for an update, and then the aerobic polka.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmick, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
Here we go. A one and a two and a... Yes. go. The Pennsylvania Polka, Good for What Ails Ya, from the Green Hill Polka Band today. Whew, that was a good one. Time for a cool down waltz.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee. Introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee waltz. Now I know just how much I lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee waltz.
The Singing Rage, Miss Patty Page, and the Tennessee Waltz.
Away, away, away rode the rebel Johnny Yuma.
Johnny Yuma was a rebel hero through the West. And Johnny Yuma, the rebel, he wandered alone. He got fighting mad, this rebel lad. He packed no star as he wandered far, where the only law was a hook and a draw. The rebel, Johnny Yuma. Johnny Yuma was a rebel. He roamed through the West. And Johnny Yuma, the rebel, he wandered alone. He searched the land, this restless lad. He was panther quick and leather tough. If he figured that he had been pushed enough, the rebel, Johnny Yuma. Johnny Yuma was a rebel hero through the West. Yeah, Johnny Yuma, the rebel, he wandered alone. Fighting mad, this rebel lad, with a dream he'd hold till his dying breath. He'd search his soul and gamble with death. The rebel, Johnny Yuma.
Johnny Johnny Cash and the Rebel Johnny Yuma. Today's forecast, a high of 77, isolated showers or thunderstorms today. Tonight, breezy with scattered thunderstorms likely, and some could be severe, a low of 50. Also, gusty winds in the morning. Tomorrow, a high of 61. Right now, northwest winds are at 4 miles per hour, and it is 55 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
An analyst says selling a little grain now and a little more later makes more sense. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Market analyst Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing says farmers should consider making smaller and more frequent sales to improve their grain marketing strategy. He says getting started can be the hardest part.
If you sell some early, it's easier for some reason to sell more on a rally.
He tells Brownfield rallies can be short-lived and futures prices can drop quickly.
And it's really hard to catch sales on the way down. So a lot of times farmers say, well, as long as it's going up, I'll just be patient. But when it tips over, the drop can be so quick and so fast, it's hard to get enough sales in place.
Doherty says farmers should capitalize on their confidence to produce a good crop. A former administrator at the USDA's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service says reductions in USDA staff puts U.S. agriculture at an increased risk for pests and disease. Kevin Shea says about 1,350 full-time employees have decided to take the latest buyout from the Trump administration.
There are ongoing programs that will be slowed down, and that puts every farmer and rancher at more risk.
He tells Brownfield,
there are lots of reasons why farmers and ranchers should be concerned about APHIS losing a quarter of its workforce or more. You know, I've heard that the secretary's talking like 30-40%, and those kinds of cuts are not sustainable in any way.
APHIS employees monitor global health animal threats like African swine fever and pork, screwworm in cattle, and highly pathogenic avian influenza. Shea says there are concerns the cuts at USDA will have long-term effects on the industry. The National Weather Service in Omaha will resume weather balloon launches this week to help provide more accurate information to the ag producers. Congressman Mike Flood from Nebraska says,
without that atmospheric data from weather balloons, it compromises the forecasting precision. When you're trying to figure out what day to plant, what day to go spray your field, or what your week's going to look like, you want the most accurate forecast you can get.
Since March 20th, the Omaha office has not launched the daily weather balloons due to staffing cuts from the Trump administration. An economist with Creighton University says farmers are still purchasing land despite the downturn in the ag economy. Ernie Goss tells Brownfield,
our surveys indicate that the farmers are buying it. The neighbor who retires and sells the property.
He says many producers need the additional acres as they increase their output. 4.2 billion pounds of poultry were certified wholesome in March. That's up 3% from last March. USDA says the chicken slaughter rose 3%, canceling out a 5% drop in the turkey slaughter and 1% loss in average live weight. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletown Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. Now, I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aiders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
A light round of direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Brought to you by Propane, the Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. It took all week for direct cash cattle trade to develop, and it was worth the wait. Live deals in Kansas were noted at $213. That's $3 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Deals in Texas were at $212, $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. In Nebraska, live deals are marked at $217, $4 higher than the prior week's business. At the Valentine Livestock Auction in Nebraska, no comparison was available for steers or heifers. The USDA says demand was good with several buyers, both in-house and online. There were several consignments of groups of calves, several cow-calf pairs, medium and large one feeder steers, 550 to 593 pounds, brought $359 to $400.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 558 to 577 pounds, brought $312 to $329. Boxed beef closed sharply higher on solid demand for fairly light offerings. Choice up $278 at $336.48. Select closed $376 higher at $320.11. Estimated cattle slaughter was 82,000 head, down 7,000 on the week and down more than 29,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors were able to move their needed numbers without having to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market outside of China has been relatively strong, but there are concerns about potential trade disruption as China has stopped making ag purchases in recent weeks. Barrows and gilt at the National Daily Direct were up 8 cents with a weighted average of 91.39. The Iowa Minnesota was 33 cents higher with a weighted average of 92.35. And the Western Corn Belt closed 66 cents higher with a weighted average of 92.27. Pork values were sharply higher, up 218 at 98.04. Bellies were sharply higher, and the estimated hog slaughter was 485,000 head, up 87,000 on the week and up nearly 47,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mixed and feeders were higher, waiting for the week's direct trade to develop, and lean hog futures ended the day higher, supported by stronger cash and wholesale business during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Attention pork producers. The World Pork Expo 2025 is back June 4th and 5th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines. And you don't want to miss it. With thousands of attendees, hundreds of exhibitors, and live entertainment, this is where the pork industry connects, learns, and celebrates. Explore the latest tech, learn from expert insights, and build valuable industry relationships over two full days of events. Plus, don't forget to grab your free pork lunch at the Big Grill while you're there. Register now at worldpork.org.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune with Timsac Auction Realty with sales results of COVID events. We had a bigger crowd. Large squares topped at $160 a ton and large rounds at $110 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Couple sales online right now. Our spring consignment is ending April 30th at 6 p.m. soft close. And Darlene Morvitz Estate ending May 14th at 6 p.m. soft close again. For more info, go to www.timsacauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Direct cattle business was slow to develop Friday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn both ended the session mixed, watching U.S. planting activity. May beans were down 3 1/4 at 10.49 and 3/4. July was 2 3/4 lower at 10.59 and a quarter. May corn was up 1 1/2 at 4.78 and 3/4. July was 1 1/2 higher at 4.85 and a half. Live cattle were mixed and feeders were higher, waiting for that direct trade to develop. June live was up 25 at 208.25. August held at 204.10. May feeders were up $1.45 at 290.52. And hogs were supported by Friday's cash and wholesale business. May lean was up 85 at 92.80. The June contract was $1.22 higher at 101.15. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A corn-based alternative for making stretchy plastics. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics lists 417 fatal injuries in 2022 in the category of agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting. About three-fourths of those involve crop and animal production. Farming is one dangerous occupation. Food for thought. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Turns out you can use a corn-based sugar instead of a petrochemical to make stretch fabrics. U.S.-based Cargill is partnering with a German company, and their joint venture, named Core, has built a plant in southeast Iowa to produce a green version of 1,4-butanediol. Core CEO John Veldhaus.
Long-term vision would definitely be to add value and have a significant impact on commodity. But we also are working very closely with the farmers and connecting the entire value chain so that a brand owner can, like Lululemon, for example, that makes yoga pants or stretch athleisure wear, it gives us an opportunity to highlight them with the local farmers and then also hopefully drive continued value-added agriculture for corn in general, but definitely on the local basis as well.
Veldhaus says production should start about a year from now.
And the hope is that it's very clear that this is derived from corn and consumers will have that choice to contribute to a more sustainable future.
There's a link to more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
Gary says it's goodbyes to dies. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Gary Update. The Trump administration announced an effort to eliminate artificial food coloring dyes, which many believe are not healthy. Physician and author Mark Hyman told a Health and Human Services press conference he's an advocate for addressing chronic disease through food.
Our food system, specifically our regulatory system for food additives and dyes, is failing to protect the health of the American people, especially our children. Every day, Americans consume thousands of chemicals in our food, many of which have never been independently tested for long-term safety.
Matt Herrick with the International Dairy Foods Association tells Brownfield the dairy foods industry wanted to do its part to eliminate unwanted dyes.
We reached out to every company,
every dairy company, every food company that sells a dairy product in schools and said, would you commit to remove, if you have a product that includes any certified artificial dyes, would you commit to remove them? All of them said yes.
Herrick says most dairy products are already free of artificial dyes. This is not the first time dairy food makers have taken proactive steps to make products healthier. Herrick says in the last decade, the industry has cut the level of sugar in dairy products in half.
And we've done a fantastic job in the last 2.5 years. Our commitment was to reduce added sugars to less than 10 grams per serving. We're down to close to 7 grams at this point.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is pushing to phase out artificial dyes by the end of next year. By July of 2026, Herrick says milk, cheese, yogurt products, and any cheese products sold to schools will not contain artificial dyes. Cash dairy products were mixed to end the week Friday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey down 0.5 cent to 50.5 cents. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 170 with 8 sales. Cheese barrels went up 1.5 cents to 170.5, 3 sales. Butter down 4.5 cents to 228, 3 sales. Non-fat dry milk was unchanged at 118.75. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Crawford County is proud to host the 78th Ellis and Dairyland Finals, May 15th through the 17th. Experience a weekend celebrating our state's rich agricultural heritage. Friday night is a Wisconsin product showcase in Gay's Mills. The excitement culminates Saturday with a dinner at the historic Dousman House, followed by the selection of the 78th Ellis and Dairyland at the Prairie du Chien Performing Area Arts Center. Learn more and get your tickets now at AliceandDairyland.com. Celebrate Wisconsin agriculture with us in Crawford County.
Today's forecast calls for a high in the upper 70s. It'll be a little bit muggy. Isolated showers or thunderstorms possible today. Breezy with scattered showers tonight. Some storms could be severe. Tony Schumacher will check in a few minutes to kind of update us on that and what the latest picture is. Right now we have south to southwest winds at 3 miles per hour. And our temperature has warmed to the current reading. It is 55 after a low of 53 this morning. That's how it goes weather-wise today, Monday, April 28th. Here are the Forrester Sisters.
Nothing grows in the driest places. The bitter cold of children's faces like love will. Love will. Nothing can be everlasting. We're sending the poorest man can give. It's the
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House show on WRCO.
Ronnie Millsap, Dolly Parton, and WRCO in a rain song in advance of maybe some rain today. Tony Schumacher will have a little bit more coming up here on the radio for a Monday morning.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month. Let's talk about how alcohol impacts high school athletes. It slows reflexes, weakens performance, and increases injury risk. For teens who want to stay on top of their game, staying alcohol-free is a winning strategy. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are in for some very busy weather across the upper Midwest for today and tonight as a powerful low pressure system in the eastern Dakotas tracks up through Minnesota toward Lake Superior by tonight, dragging in warm and humid air to our region, along with lots of wind energy through the atmosphere. This should set the stage for multiple waves of showers and thunderstorms rumbling across the region. Some of these could have hail throughout the day today, with an enhanced chance of high winds and tornadoes this evening, starting up in southern Minnesota, northern Iowa, then tracking into western Wisconsin. Because of this threat, the Storm Prediction Center has issued a moderate risk of severe weather here in much of west and southwest Wisconsin, back into parts of Minnesota and Iowa. That's level 4 out of 5, something we don't see all too often, so definitely pay attention to later statements. Monitor the situation very carefully. Behind the storm system, we'll see cooler air filter in for tomorrow. Another weather system coming up from the south could bring us some rainfall by Wednesday afternoon into Thursday. Here's the forecast for today. Variably cloudy and breezy, turning warm and muggy. Isolated showers and thunderstorms, high of 77, south to southeast wind around 20. Tonight, breezy with scattered thunderstorms likely, most widespread in the northern half of the region. Some could be severe, low temperature 50. Tomorrow, gusty winds in the morning, cloud cover giving way to some sunshine by midday. Cooler with a high of 61. West-northwest wind 15 to 20, diminishing to 10 for the afternoon. Wednesday clouding over with a good chance of light rain in the afternoon and evening, especially south, high 58. Thursday, some off and on showers, high of 60. Friday, cooler than normal with a mix of clouds and sun, high 56. Saturday, chance of frost and spots early, otherwise mostly sunny, high 64. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, it is 55 degrees. We've been there for a little bit after a low of 53 earlier. Yesterday's high was 62, the record high 86 set in 2004, record low 26 in 1996, and matched again in 2009. Last year's high 63, the low 58. Sunset will happen at 7:59 tonight. Sunrise time 5:58 for tomorrow morning. Right now in Richland Center, west winds at 5, barometer at 29.98. No precipitation today, and again, we're at 55 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news is next, sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's day 99 in office for President Trump. An ABC News Washington Post poll finds his 100-day approval rating at 39%, the lowest at this point of any president in 80 years. A core concern? The economy, says ABC's Selena Wang.